Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream. DIY, it's easier than...
Hey everyone, welcome to Interior Design Tips. Today we are talking about the question that has caused me personally to lose sleep, waste money, and once, almost lose a friendship. When do you just put down the tools and call a professional?
Oh, this is such a good one because I feel like everyone gets this wrong, at least once. I definitely did.
What was your worst call? Like your biggest, I should not have done this myself moment.
Okay, so, electrical. I tried to move an outlet in my living room. Just one outlet. Seemed so simple. 12 hours later, I had no power to half the room. My wife was not speaking to me, and I ended up paying an electrician $400 to fix what I broke, on top of what it would have cost originally.
See, and that's the thing. People forget that DIY gone wrong can cost you more than hiring out from the start. That's not a win.
It's an expensive lesson. What about you? What's your line in the sand?
Okay, so I have a pretty clear rule now. Anything that touches the three P's, I hire out. Plumbing, permits, panels. Like, if it's behind a wall and it involves water or electricity, I'm not touching it.
That's actually a really solid filter. Because those are also the things that can cause the most damage if they go wrong. Water damage. Fire risk.
Exactly. A busted tile? Fine. I'll fix that myself. A slow leak inside a wall? That's $10,000 of mold remediation waiting to happen.
And I think people underestimate how fast plumbing goes bad. Like it's not immediate, you don't see it, and then one day you've got a problem that has been sitting there for months.
The sneaky disasters are the worst ones.
But okay, flip side. What do you think is criminally overhired? Like stuff people pay for that they absolutely could do themselves.
Painting, 100%. People pay painters $2,000-$3,000 for a job they could do themselves over a weekend for $200 in supplies.
Totally agree. And honestly, if you take your time with the prep, tape everything properly, use good quality paint, the result is just as good.
The prep is everything. I spent like 40% of my time just prepping when I did my whole downstairs, and it came out beautifully.
Same. And I'd add tile work to the DIYable list, at least for backsplashes and floors. It's not as scary as it looks.
Okay, I will push back a little there. Shower tile? I'd hire that out. The waterproofing layer underneath? The slope? Getting that wrong is brutal.
Fair. Shower tile is its own beast. But a kitchen backsplash? Yeah. Totally doable for most people.
The other thing I always tell people is to be honest about your time. Like, yes, you can lay your own hardwood floor, but if it's going to take you 6 weekends and a pro could do it in 3 days, what is your time actually worth?
Right. And your sanity. There's a real cost to your sanity.
There really is. I think the honest answer is, it's not DIY versus pro. It's knowing yourself. Know your skill level, know your risk tolerance, and know when the stakes are too high to guess.
Totally. Learn the easy wins, protect yourself on the big stuff, and don't let ego make the decision.
That last one is the real tip, honestly.
That is the show. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. We really appreciate it.
Catch you next time on Interior Design Tips.
Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream.
Today's episode is brought to you by remodelhome.ai. The worst feeling is dropping thousands of dollars on a remodel and then realizing you don't even like it. With Remodel Home, you upload a photo of your room and see the finished look first, in just a few seconds. So you only spend the real money once you actually know it's right. That's remodelhome.ai.